The board's ruling came in response to a noise complaint filed by Sutton resident Paul Bruja, who had asked the board to provide backup data used to create the noise monitoring information contained in its quarterly noise monitoring reports. First Wind spokesman John LaMontagne said the company appreciates the board's careful review of the project. But Annette Smith of the Danby-based Vermonters for a Clean Environment told the Caledonian Record that the board is not adequately regulating the noise of the project because First Wind chose the firm to design the plan and conduct the sound monitoring. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.